The gospel we just heard took us to the cross and the events that occurred around the time of the cross. There was considerable evil thrown at Jesus. There had been the evil of Judas, his greed that moved him to betray our Lord. There was the cowardice of Peter, who denied knowing Jesus. There was the jealousy of the religious leaders, who were envious of Jesus' popularity. And the cowardice of Pilate, who three times said he was innocent and yet still handed him over to be crucified. All this evil was thrust upon him. And as you heard that gospel, you heard the religious leaders crying out to him and condemning him, "If you're the Christ, come down." The soldiers also mocking him. There was so much evil thrown at him. But in the end, he conquered it. While there is a lot of evil throughout the gospel, there are two little gems of gospel that I'll get to toward the end of my sermon. We know of evil today. Martin Luther, in his great hymn, A Mighty Fortress, spoke about evil in the third stanza of that hymn. Though devils all the world should fill, all threatening to devour us, we tremble not, we fear no ill, they shall not overpower us. This world's prince, that's Satan, this world's prince may still scowl fierce as he will. He can harm us none, he's judged, the deed is done. And this is the key phrase. One little word can fell him. The question is, what is that one little word? For years I thought that one little word was Jesus, and I think that will pass. But then a seasoned pastor who had studied Martin Luther said, remember, Martin Luther studied the New Testament in its original Greek. And there is one word in the Greek language which is baptizomai, which translated means I am baptized. For Luther, baptism, and for you and me, is a time Jesus Christ puts his hand on our head and claims us to belong to him. I read from someone who wrote a biography of Luther. At times, Martin Luther became so frightened, he had visions of Satan standing before him, ready to usher him through the gates of hell. So he placed a large plaque in his room that said, "Remember your baptism." Luther understood that the fact of his baptism was much stronger than any doubt or anxiety he might produce. It is said that Martin Luther, because his bouts with depression were so severe, would repeat as his mantra, "I am baptized, I am baptized." That's a way of reminding ourselves, Jesus Christ has claimed us to belong to him. In the Old Testament lesson, we read that too. They are mine, says the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make them my treasured possession, and I will spare them as a man spares his son who serves him. I went through an experience when I was a pastor in New Jersey many, many years ago. It was a Sunday morning. We were ready for worship, and in walks a very disheveled-looking man. Looked like he was homeless. We welcomed him into the church. My wife and I were planning to have a number of members over to our house for lunch after church that Sunday, so we invited him to come along. So he came, enjoyed the meal, and when the meal was over, he asked me a question. He said, "Is it possible that I could come back to the church and do some work to earn some money?" And I said, "Yes, I think that can happen. Meet me tomorrow between 9 and 12 at the church, and I'll give you some things to do and we'll pay you." Well, I was at church from 9 to 12. In fact, I stayed for some time after 12. He never showed up. That afternoon, I had calls to make. I was down to the hospital, so called on a couple of homebound people. So I wasn't in the office. Tuesday morning, the man shows up at the church, comes into my office, and reams me out. I came here yesterday and looking for work so you could pay me some money, and you weren't here. How can you do that to me? It kind of took me back. He was cursing me out because I wasn't there when he expected me to be there. A day or two later, he went over to our home. He knew where we lived because we'd had him over for lunch. And he began to curse out my wife. As I saw this man, I began to fear him. If ever I met someone who I would say was demon-possessed, it was this man. Then one day, he shows up at church. He and I are the only two people in that building. And he pulls out a razor as if to shave. And I thought, I'm alone in this room with a man that I think is demon-possessed and he's got a razor? I said something which surprised me. I didn't know baptizomai yet. So I just said, I am baptized, quietly to myself, to remind myself that Jesus Christ has put a claim on me. And Jesus Christ is more powerful than the demon that possesses this man. Well, after the man finished shaving, he left. Never saw him again. After he left, I began to tremble, thinking of what could have happened. But in the very moment when I was most scared, by saying, I am baptized, I felt I had the power over this evil man because the power of Jesus was with me. Now, whenever I face some times of difficulty, tensions, temptations to do some very serious bad things, I will say, baptizomai, I am baptized. Just remember, Jesus Christ has put his hand on me and claimed me to belong to him. Now, if you can't remember baptizomai, you can remember I am baptized. And just suggest, in times of trial, you might just try saying that to remind yourselves you've been claimed by Jesus Christ. I said at the beginning of my sermon that there were two little gems in the gospel that are gospel, and I want to get to them. First of all, though, some of us might think we're going to be saved because we do more good works than bad. Yeah, no. God's demand of us is to be perfect as he is perfect, and we all fall short. This is where we identify with the two criminals. As the one criminal said, we are getting what we deserve. And because of our sin, we all deserve condemnation. But we all can identify with a penitent thief. The one who said to Jesus, remember me. Remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus answered him, today you will be with me. Gospel. He's accepted, forgiven by Jesus. A little earlier in the gospel, Jesus spoke some words to every one of us when he said, Father, forgive them, for they don't know what they're doing. Those words are spoken to us. We are sinners. And because Jesus paid with his life on a cross, we are forgiven. Now, one thing, not that I'm looking forward to the day, but there will be a day when I will be at death's door. And I will pray the prayer the penitent thief prayed. Jesus, remember me as you come into your kingdom. And I will hear his words. Today you will be with me in paradise. There was a woman I used to call on as she got worse and worse physically. And I ask her a question that I usually ask people as I feel they're getting close to death. Are you ready for the Lord to take you home. Her answer was crisp and clear. My bags are already packed. I pray when you know that as you come to death's door, Jesus is there to welcome you into his eternal kingdom, you will be able to say, yeah, my bags are packed and I'm ready to go. Because Jesus paid with his life to win for us forgiveness and conquer death in his resurrection, we know we will be welcomed home. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.